All right, everybody, let's come on in. If you're out in the lobby, please come in. We need you in here. Come on in right now. Come on. All you deacons with the, what color is that? The weird color. Come on in here. Aqua? That's aqua? Really? Is it aqua? Okay, all right. All right, people in the lobby, come on in. We want you in here. You gonna go tell them? Come in here. You guys ready? 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 Ready?
Missy, you have owed me rent for 40 days, and it's time to pay up.
I'm sorry. I've really been trying. I just can't manage my money. I'm trying, and I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
I want this money ASAP. I have been underpaid for 40 days and 40 nights. Now you have until tomorrow morning to get me my money.
Yes, sir. I promise. Hi, Sarah. How's your day?
Terrible. I just found out that my scholarships didn't come through, and I can't pay my tuition. I only have one semester left, and I can't pay for it. They want me to pay by tomorrow morning, or they're going to kick me out. I promised I would have the money to them by 9 a.m.
Me too. I promised my landlord I would pay my rent by tomorrow morning.
Great. Now it's starting to rain on top of everything else.
Why are you girls so down?
I promised my landlord I would pay my rent by tomorrow morning, and I have no money.
I promised the school that I would pay my tuition by tomorrow morning, and I also have no money. Why are you walking in the rain, Johnny?
My engine keeps breaking in my car. I need a new car right away so I can get to my job. I wish we could find a rainbow.
Why do we need a rainbow?
My aunt promised me that there would be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's what we need right away, right now. That would solve all our problems.
Well, the rain has stopped. Does anybody see the rainbow?
There it is! I see it! Let's go! Let's go find the promised pot of gold!
My feet hurt. We've been walking for days.
It's been 5 minutes. You're so dramatic.
Well, every time we think we are getting close to the rainbow, it gets further and further away. We will never get to the promised pot of gold. This is never going to work. I will never pay my rent.
Come on, guys. We're almost there.
Hey, guys.
Who are you exactly?
Just a boy.
Have you seen a pot of gold?
What?
Are you hiding a pot of gold?
What are you guys even talking about?
You know, there's gold at the end of the rainbow.
That's just a children's folklore. There is no pot of gold here.
Are you sure he isn't a leprechaun tricking us?
Well, I think he's too tall.
Maybe, but he does have red hair.
Well, my aunt promised me that there would be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Each of us need money really bad.
You should not believe in false promises. Promises you should believe in are God's promises. Like how he sent the rainbow to remind us he would never flood the earth again.
Or how he would give Abraham as many descendants as the stars in the sky.
Exactly.
These are great examples, but how am I supposed to pay my rent?
I totally have a spare bedroom in my apartment that you could live in until you get the money for your own apartment. But I don't know how I'm going to pay for my tuition.
My aunt has extra scholarship money left over from her foundation for working college students. I'll give her your email. But I still need a car to get to work every day.
Hey, where do you work?
I work on the corner of 2nd Street.
I work on 2nd Street, too. I can drop you off and pick you up whenever you need to until you get your car fixed.
Looks like y'all have it all figured out. And don't forget to remember God's promises.
Thank you.
Virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found a favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
I need a place to stay.
No, I'm sorry, there's too many people here because of the fences.
Okay. We need a place to stay. Do you have any room?
No, but there's a stable over there.
We'll take that.
She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, laying in a manger."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that happened." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. they spread the word, and all who heard it were amazed. Then Herod called out Magi secretly and found them out an exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem and said,
"Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
"Get up. Take the child and his mother to escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son."
Ella Becker, and I will be reading Mark 15:33-39. In this passage, Jesus is asking God why he has left him. "When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani,' which is translated, 'My God, why have you abandoned me?' When some of those standing there heard this, they said, 'See, he is calling for Elijah.' Someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, fixed it on a stick, and offered him a drink, and said, 'Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down.' Jesus let out a loud cry and breathed his last. Then the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion, who was standing opposite him, saw the way he breathed his last, he said, 'Truly, this man was the Son of God.'" Thank you.
Hi, I'm Emery, and today I'll be reading Matthew 1:18-25 from an NIV version of the Bible, where the birth of Jesus Christ happened. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home with his wife. And he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and she gave him the name Jesus. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amy Carswell. I'm reading Genesis 1, verse 1, 20 through 25, NIV, how God made the animals. And God said that the water teem with living creatures, and that the birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase the in number and fill the water and the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said that the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, and livestock and the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Catherine Collier. I'm going to be reading Luke 1, 26 through 33, NIV. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel to Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus. He would be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Thank you.
Hello, my name is Candace Copeland. Today I'm going to be reading Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 through 17. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." And God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." Thank you.
Hi, my name is Cash Harcourt. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version, 2 Corinthians 13 through 15. King Rehoboam established himself firmly in Jerusalem and continued as king. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. The city the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, in which he had put his name, his mother's name was Naamah. She was an Ammonite. He did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Braylon. I will be reading Genesis 17, 19 through 22, NIV, where God promises Abraham that he will have a son. Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants, as an everlasting covenant with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and greatly increase the number. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him the great nation. But my covenant will be established with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you this time next year." Thank you.
Hello, my name is Evie Kate Rose, and I will be reading Matthew 26:31-35, NIV version, where Jesus predicts Peter's denial. Then Jesus told them, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and all the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "this very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. But Peter declared, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Diven, and I'll be reading from Isaiah 54, verses 10 through 17. "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and comforted, behold, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires, and I will make your pinnacles of agate and your gates of carbuncles, and all your way of precious stones. All your children shall be taught up by the Lord, and the great shall be peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. Behold, I have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon for its purpose. I have also created the ravage to destroy. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord." Thank you.
Hi, my name is Charlie Fierbacher, and today I will be reading 1 Corinthians 13:1-10. "If I speak in the tongues of men of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, but I have faith and that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, and it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled, and where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know no part in the prophecy in part, but we take completeness as it comes when part disappears. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kyler Harcourt. I will be reading from Isaiah 41, 10, verses 10 through 18. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with your righteous right hand. Behold, all who have inceased against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Fear not, you, whom Jacob, you men of Israel. I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord your Redeemer, is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I make you a threshing sled, new, sharp, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the winds shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. And you shall rejoice in the Lord and the Holy One of Israel. You shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in the bare heights and the fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Thank you.
Too, that they're not giving up on that. It makes me happy and glad that they're not quitting, you know? So anyway, what else do you want to say?
I think Melissa explained most of it, but I just want to say how proud I am and how much fun we've had in this whole process. These kids have worked so hard and they've built so many friendships too, I think, on the way. And so I'm just really proud of them. Y'all saw part of how hard they've worked, but I think there's still some to come as our kids are going to do a chorus here in a little bit. And so we're excited about that. But we've had a lot of fun. I would like for y'all to stand and maybe take a bow.
Yeah.
Y'all too. Yeah, these.
All of them.
They're so modest.
They are,
yeah. Okay. Megan, is the course in here now?
It is.
Would it be okay to go ahead and sing?
What do y'all think?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to move the mic.
Yeah. I don't know how to get this.